take real estate as a shot or as a fully stocked cooler? This is the 5 o'clock somewhere real estate investor podcast. We're bringing common sense back to real estate investment. So crack open your beverage of choice, sit back and relax, and allow us to learn you a thing or two.
All right, welcome back to this 5 o'clock Somewhere Real Estate podcast. Our broker, John Stamps, is joining us today.
Today, we're actually going to talk about the advantages to long-term investing and why you should be looking at real estate investment as long-term and quit worrying about these instant cash flow, I'm going to get rich overnight scenarios. So stay tuned.
We are sponsored by Title Assurance and Escrow, a title company here in Cordova that does all of our closings, title work, escrows, and we only use Title Assurance and Escrow. That relationship is very important because we can get things done for our investors quickly and easily. So to speak with Title Assurance and Escrow, call 901-737-3332. Ask for Chris or April.
Marissa, you probably don't know this yet. I know Nick does. John, you've been around long enough. You've probably heard this from many folks, and I certainly get it all the time, where people assume that they're going to go out and buy 10 rental properties this year and quit their job and buy a boat and go travel the Caribbean and just be the next Donald Trump. And in the real world, that's not realistic. The reason being is because cash flow in a rental property is a positive and you want to have a cash flowing property, but it's never going to be enough to make you, you know, Donald Trump. Unless you've got $1 billion to go invest in a high rise in New York, you're just never going to make it there. So I really want to get into a little bit about how long-term investing should be structured, how it works, why you should do it this way, and give you some examples of investors that have done this that are younger than I am and retired. I want to talk about long-term investing. We get calls from investors, young investors, and they end up at these bizarre seminars where somebody charges them all this money and gives them this great concept, which is basically the same old wagon wheel that they've repainted over and over and over. And they come to us and they say, I want to buy 10 properties this year. And I'm going to make all this money, because they assume, you know, I don't know if they've just haven't put pencil to paper, but they're assuming that I'm going to get 10 homes, $1,000 a month. That's 10 grand a month. Common sense tells you, you got expenses that come into play. The most you're going to make on 10 homes, $1,000 rent, probably is $2,500 a month. Which is not bad cash flow, but you're not going to quit your day job unless you live in a box in the park. So let's talk about getting into real estate investment the smart way. John, and you making it, are you invested in the stock market at all?
Yes.
So if you had $100,000 today that you wanted to invest into something, but how is the stock market performed for you overall? I mean, if you were to throw a number out there and you threw $100,000 in the stock market 10 years ago.
Well, it all depends on where you invest, and you have to ride the highs and lows. And now at the stage of life that I'm in, I go for more conservative investments.
Sure.
So,
what kind of annual return do you think you would get?
Average. You would hope for 7-8% probably, okay. You know.
And that's including all the dips and the ups and the downs
overall,
and the turns?
Overall,
7-8 a year. Okay. Yeah. And obviously, those are pretty conservative. They're probably pretty safe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some mm-hmm. high-risk stuff that you can lose in or gain in if you want. So I've always been a proponent of investing in real estate in this manner. And I'll give an example of one of my investors. And I want the people listening, if you're a new investor, you're thinking about becoming an investor, I want you to listen to this very carefully. Because if you follow this, I've got some investors that it took me a little while to get them to understand this concept. Now that they have, they're beginning to build wealth and at a rapid pace versus the path they were on. They probably would end up with 5 properties, lost 2 or 3 of them, or sold off and then reinvested, and they'd be spinning their wheels the next 20 years trying to make this work. So you mentioned conservative approach. So that's how we're gonna talk about this. One gentleman, Daniel, Nick, you know him. Marissa, you never met him. I don't know if you met Daniel, who was in town, one of my investors. So Daniel, at age 25, him and his brother bought their first property, reinvested every dime that they got out of it back into that property and put the rest in the bank. Then they bought their second property. And then they bought that third property. And then over the last 20 years, Daniel personally has 46 or 47 properties. The last time I talked to him, out of that 46, he has 27 of them are paid for. And out of those 27, they're worth, I don't know, $4 or $5 million each. And they're producing, I think he told me, over $200,000 a year in clear cash flow.
Mm.
And he's retired. He's 47. He's retired. He's done. That's all he does is full-time real estate. And he travels with his wife and his son. So how did Daniel do that? Well, Daniel took a smart approach to this. He took a conservative approach to it. He didn't buy that rental property thinking he was going to quit his day job. He kept his day job. And he reinvested that money into the next property. And then Right. And then so right now he bought 7 last year. And what he does is he takes the first one he bought and takes all the cash flow, positive cash flow that he makes on it, and pays that loan down as fast as possible. Then when that one's paid off, he takes all that cash flow and pays down number 9 and then number 8 and so on. So within 20 years, he managed to pay off and has 27 properties clear, paid for cash flow. At this point, Daniel is a multimillionaire at age 47. Now, he'll tell you, I'm not cash rich. I'm asset rich. But what would you rather be? I mean, being cash rich, the money sits in the bank, does nothing. But today, if his properties are worth $6 million, next year they're going to be worth 6.1, then 6.2. And his asset wealth is going to continue to grow. Now, if he needs cash, he can always throw that on the table of the bank and pull that cash and do something with it. And he has done that. He's refied some of them and then went out and bought more properties to add to his portfolio. So I want to get into a really detail how we should invest in real estate, because I want these clowns, these seminars in California, these guys that are doing this. I can say seminar without my head popping off my shoulders now. Before I had a big anger issue with seminars because I'm dealing with all these guys calling me. But they want to teach you to go out and buy your property, and they pitch you this $1,000 a month cash flow, and you get in your mind that that's what you're going to be making, but the reality is you're not. I've looked at these seminar websites, and these guys pay $2,000 to go to these 3-day seminars, and they listen to these guys up there that have probably fake Rolexes and pictures of their fake jets and stuff up there to tell you that you can make billions and billions of dollars being a real estate investor. But what they're not teaching you is the conservative reality of it, and that's why so many investors, young investors, get into it, and they're out of it as fast as they get into it. So what I want to talk about is, if you've got $30,000 and you've got a day job and you're married and, you know, your baby on the way or first baby planned the next year or two and you're young, you can take a little more risk, right? Versus John and I, we're not high risk candidates anymore. We're more conservative now. You want to take a little more risk, but you want to be smart about it. So take that first property that you buy, and let's say it's $100,000 today, and it's rented for $1,200 a month. Your cash flow is $250, maybe $300 a month clear after your principal, interest, taxes, insurance, management, because unless you're going to manage long distance, you're going to need a management company, and you're going to put a couple $100 positive cash flow. The smart thing to do is take that $200, stack it in the bank for a year, put $2,000 or $3,000 in the bank for the moment when the AC goes out or a plumbing leak happens or a leak in the roof. So you've got funds to maintain that house. Or rent turn it, should this tenant leave. And then the second year, you take all of your cash flow and you start paying down that mortgage, get you some equity in that property, and then use that equity to buy your second property. And then do the same thing again and start that process, but do it slowly. And if you're 25 today and you put a 20-year plan together to do this, and you only buy 2 properties a year, that's a very conservative number. 20 years from now, that's 40 properties. Do the math on what you think 40 properties at that point you should have probably 60% of them paid for would be worth. Let's say they're all $100,000 homes. 20 properties is now, you know, when you bought, it's $2 million. Well, 20 years from now,
the appreciation,
it's going to be 300 or 3 million, 3.5 million, 4 million. Now you've got asset wealth. Do you know what you can do with that asset wealth? Whatever you want. You go to a bank and say, I have $4 million in properties paid for. I need to borrow $1 million. I want to go buy this 80-unit apartment complex or this 50-unit apartment complex. No bank's going to tell you no unless your credit score is 250. But if you manage your business right, it shouldn't be. And that's how the approach I want investors to take. I don't want these investors coming in thinking, I've got $10,000 saved up. I'm going to go buy a crack house in 38106 and stick a tenant in for $1,000 a month and make all this money and quit my job. Because what's going to happen is you're going to buy the house. You're going to put $10,000 into it. Before the tenant gets there, they're going to steal everything out of it. They're going to take your condenser and break your windows out, and you're going to put another tenant in it, And then before that tenant gets there, they're going to do it again because you're taking the wrong approach to doing this. Go buy a solid home. An investor saying, I want to buy a $30,000 house and fix it up. No, you don't, because that house is going to cost you $200,000 by the time you're done trying to turn it into an investment, plain and simple. But if you go buy a $130,000 house that's turnkey, it's got a tenant in place paying $1,450 a month with positive cash flow, and you manage your income, you manage your OSHA fund, and you're smart about it, 20 years from now, you will have 20 to 40 properties that are paid for.
It's the long
and
game.
And now you are you're a millionaire,
yeah.
Period. Mm-hmm. End of story. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
So, Nick, I want y'all's input on that.
No, I think you just have to have the mindset, like you said, like John said, it's the long game. You're not going to get rich overnight, but, I mean, where is a safer place to park your money than real estate, where you're making money in multiple different facets? You know, you've got appreciation, you've got positive tax consequences, you know, debt pay down. Every time a tenant makes a rent payment, your net worth goes up. Mm-hmm. So there's just a lot of different ways you can look at it from a standpoint that it's going to be beneficial if you wait out the long haul.
Absolutely.
Well, John, let me ask you this. If I said, I'll give you $1,000 a month, John, to go put in the stock market for your personal retirement account, is that okay with you? Would you take it?
I probably would, yeah.
Well, that's what a tenant does, yeah, exactly. Right? What's a tenant doing? Yeah, a tenant's taking your expenses and paying them for you.
Paying the mortgage down, you're right. Back to the having patience in the long game. Mm-hmm. Start with your first property, and you will build on that. Your knowledge will build, your expertise build. They always say, I mean, you'll get better as you move along. And building that portfolio, you've got to have that mindset in the long game, in the long run, that you're building a portfolio, and you got to envision what that's going to look like, and that's what you're working towards.
Right.
And back to what you said, Brett, it just opens up so many doors down the road when you have all of this equity and properties that somebody else has paid down over the years. You have a lot more options of things you can do with money and places you can go to get more money.
Absolutely. Well, like we talked about with Joe, someone else is paying those expenses for you. Right. And what do you actually have invested into that asset?
Your initial
down payment. Yeah. So in some of these, it was $30,000. You do the cash flow, the positive cash flow after all expenses, and divide that out, and you're getting a 15-16% return on your initial investment.
Plug it into
a
system.
As well, someone else is paying down your asset and increasing your wealth month in and month out. And I think that's the approach that I'm trying to preach to people to take and get away from this. I'm going to buy 10 properties this year and quit my job. And believe it or not, there's a lot of young investors that make that critical, tragic mistake, and you know they're done. Within a year or two, they're out of business.
And they don't understand. They've not been educated to that. That's what everybody kind of talks about. Oh, I need an investment property. I need an investment property. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the surface level of all this. And you need to kind of jump in and have somebody around like you to educate them on what to do and keep showing them that big picture of what you're working towards, creating that system, creating that portfolio, and then the end game, what you're looking for 10, 15, 20 years.
And, you know, something too, from a humanitarian aspect, you're providing a service and a good quality place to live for somebody that might not be able to obtain that anywhere else.
So, no, that's exactly right. Yeah, we do have a lot of renters in Memphis, which is why the Memphis market is one of the top places to invest in the country. I want to caution the people that are hearing this podcast, if you're thinking about going to a seminar, it took me a second to get that one off my tongue. It just makes me want to puke a little bit in my mouth. If you're thinking about going to a seminar and paying some guy $1,500 or $2,000 to go for a two-day pump up and, hey, we're going to make you rich kind of BS, let me ask you this question, and I want you to think about this, because I'll tell you my answer. If I created something that was so groundbreaking and can make so many people millionaires and billionaires, why would I go out in public and charge you $2,000 to tell you about it? Why would not become a millionaire billionaire myself? Think about that. That's my.
Well,
that's,
they're becoming
so
a millionaire and billionaire off the people paying them $1,500 to come to their seminar.
They're getting wealthy off of teaching you garbage that any clown can find on the internet. So I just want to put that out there. I hope that one of these seminar guys hears this podcast and gets pissed and calls me, because I'd love to talk to him.
You're messy.
Well, I'd love to talk to him. But ask yourself that question. If it's such a great system, why are you not a millionaire billionaire by doing this? Why are you teaching it to everyone else?
Because they went to a seminar about
a seminar about how to do seminars to teach other people how to buy real estate. Right.
Well, so, if you give a couple of examples, like some of the addresses, the 1% rule, the cash flow on those individual properties if you put $30,000 down.
Right.
From what I heard was $400 to $500 cash flow per month.
Yeah, Marissa, take one of those addresses and read it. And what's her cash flow projection on it? What's the sales price and the cash flow, and what's the down payment amount or the cost?
So 4566 range line. The sales price is at $130K.
Okay. What does she have down for how much cash is invested in that property?
I believe she said about $31,000.
There was one of them that was that high, but one of them was a little
moving costs. So down payment 20% plus closing cost and prepaids is $33,331.
Yeah. $33,000 invested, right? Because at mm-hmm. that point, you have a tenant paying all your other expenses. You're making a little bit of cash flow on that property. So you got $33,000 invested. And what's the gross cash flow rent?
The rent is $1,300 for that one. So the 1% rule.
And what's the cash flow? Projected cash flow, 400, 450, 500?
About 430.
Okay, so let's do $430 times 12 mm-hmm. months gives you a gross of 5,160. You divide that in your $33,000, which is all you have invested in this property, and you got a 17% return on your
17%.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
where else are you going to find that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing.
But here's
the system right there. That's one property.
Right.
And like now, you said, you're building up to
it's
20.
It's only $300 or $400 a month, mm-hmm. but it's still a 17% return overall of what you actually took out of your pocket and put into that investment. You didn't put $130,000 into it. Mm-hmm. You put $33,000 into it.
And Marissa, this is what you quoted was, that was a new property, right? That was a brand new property.
So that's a rehab.
This was a rehab.
That's a rehab. Okay, mm-hmm. so it's been totally finished out.
One of the new properties, though, if you guys just want to look, Bitter Creek, that's one of your new ones, right?
That's a rehab.
Rehab. Okay, Burlington. I'm sorry.
Burlington Circle.
So Burlington's listed at 165, and you're gonna put
the key's gonna be
41,000 into it, and then the projected rent is 1695.
What's the projected net cash flow after
457.
Expenses? 457. All right. So 450 times 12 months puts you at 5,400 divided into what was it? 38,000 all cash in.
41,000.
41,000. That's 13%.
Yeah.
On a brand new construction home with a 1-year build of warranty.
And no worries about maintenance, general maintenance.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
this house was the 5-bed, 2-bath. So this brand new, like you were saying.
So that's my thing is there's so much misinformation being taught at these seminars that the people that are coming to us are so misguided on how to really make an important investment that works and build a portfolio that works so that when you are 45, and all your buddies are 10 years away from retirement or 15 years away from retirement, you're retired because you're now worth $4 or $5 million because you did it smartly. But they take this concept, I paid $130 for it, I'm only making $250 a month, my cash return on is ridiculous. My cash on cash return. They use that as a cash on cash return, but the true cash on cash return is what? Your $400 a month in cash flow you're getting back versus the $41,000 cash you've invested in the property. The bank put the rest of it in for you, and the tenant's paying the bank back for you. So
I think what John said, I think there's two very key factors to being successful with real estate investing. Confidence, you mentioned that on the last episode, mm-hmm. and also patience.
Mm-hmm.
Patience, because mm-hmm. I feel like newer investors, they get in and they see the little bit of profit and then mm-hmm. they want to go spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they should have the mindset of, I'm not even making any money on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't even notice that it's coming in and mm-hmm. just keep looking at your regular 9-to-5, making that money and doing what you normally do mm-hmm. on your day-to-day basis.
If you got a job and you get a paycheck every 2 weeks and there's a deduction out of your check going into an investment account, do you go every month and take the money you made on that
no.
out and spend it? No, you let it ride. You let it build.
Yeah.
If you treat investment real estate the exact same way, you will be a much happier, much wealthier investor and retired early, period. And that's common sense.
And that's funny what you say that, because if you work at a 9-to-5 job and you're taking your money out, putting it in a 401k of some sort, you're not going to look at it. You're going to keep looking at it. You're going to say, okay, I'm going to retire at 55 or 60. But if you do the system of real estate investment and you start off early and then you reinvest all that, and then you can probably retire a whole lot sooner.
Sure.
45, like you said.
Absolutely.
Goal,
I've got several investors that are already retired in mid-40s, late 40s. Mm-hmm. They're done. Mm-hmm. Right, they don't have to work another day in their life. They don't need to. They're finished, and they're doing is having fun buying 20-unit apartment buildings, building 100 units in Utah. He's building a 100-unit apartment complex in Utah.
Really,
he bought a 20-unit here on which was in house. It was between me and Fiona.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah,
he's just having fun being a retired real estate investor and enjoying his life.
Yeah,
but he put the work into it
to set himself up.
To make himself, to set himself up for that.
To be able to make the decisions that he wants to make.
Right. Exactly. And it was very smart the way he did it. His brother did it. I've got four investors that are on the same path now. Amisha's one of them. When they get it and they understand it, their whole dynamic changes. They look at every property completely different. They look at the cash flow differently. They look at their next year business plan differently. So I'm encouraging those that are listening to stop listening to these clowns at the seminars, because all they're doing is getting rich, selling you a bag of garbage. That's what they're doing. They're putting a bag of dog crap on your front porch, lighting it on fire, and then you're coming out and stomping on it.
And for the new people or like the new people, the new investors, I think it's very hard for them to grasp the reality of investing because social media is so big and people only put what they want on social media.
That's right.
They make it seem like, oh, I got rich overnight, when they didn't show all the mess ups and every, you know, all the losses they took to get there. So those seminars and getting on social media and people just want to be flashy and things like that, I think that already messes up the mindset of someone that wants to invest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because well, there's a lot of content creators. Because they get into the mindset of, oh, I'm going to get rich overnight. No,
I'm in the crypto market. Like, I have money invested in crypto because I've been fascinated by it. I follow it. I watch the trends, and I'm all, you know, of course, I got my high hopes on it paying off one day, and y'all never seeing me again. I'll be gone. I'll just disappear one day, and they'll be like, I guess Brett's crypto came in. But there's a lot of content creators that you see online talking about, oh, you got to buy this one. This is going to go to $10,000 a coin next year. And all they're doing is getting paid to promote people to buy. Seminar guys are the same way, except they're lining their pockets with your hard-earned money to teach you something that, quite frankly, is just common sense. But the common sense they're teaching you is wrong. It's just
and
dead
most
wrong.
Of those people that go to those seminars, even if they were getting taught valuable information, 90% of them probably aren't going to actually apply it. Well, they go in with the mindset of, oh, I'm going to do XYZ.
It's a good
but
idea.
Then when you hear all this stuff
that you have to do,
you leave. You're probably not thinking about, most of them aren't thinking about it again.
Listen, I can tell you,
if
you,
money.
If you get, and anybody who's listened to us before, you know, we have a very small investment team. Our goal is to be a high volume, the highest volume investment team in Memphis. And that's our goal for this year. And we're going to hit it by the end of this year, hopefully. That'll make John happy too, because maybe he can retire. But if you want to do something like this, if you get yourself a good agent, a good team, it has all the resources and management, lending, inspections, contractors, all the things you need that you are physically going to have to call around and try to pick the right people. We've got that team. We don't have just one contractor. We got four or five. We don't have one manager company. We got five.
And that's what I like about the Stamps company and then also our real estate division. It's kind of a one-stop shop.
Exactly.
Which is very helpful to investors, especially new investors, because they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off. They don't know who to go to, who's a good referral, and we already have that lined up for them.
We do everything for you. You call us. We help you find. We help you identify what you need to invest in, what's the best approach. We're going to help you find that property. We're going to negotiate that property. Once you close, we're going to get the repairs done with you. We're going to manage that job. We're going to hook you up with management. If something goes wrong during the process, we're going to take care of it for you. That's just what we do. A lot of that stuff we don't get paid to do. But I can tell you that if you come to us, a very big broker in town laughed at me one day. I met him at a property and said, I don't understand why you're doing all this for your clients. You don't get paid to do it. I said, because next year that guy's going to buy five properties from me. The following year, he's going to buy five, and he's probably going to send people to me. They're going to buy five, and it's going to grow. And that is what's happened in my business, is that it just started blowing up because people trusted me. People knew I'm there for them. People knew we had a team around them to help them manage their portfolio and buy the right properties.
If you do right by people, it'll come back to you.
Well, we're in a service industry.
Right.
And the amount of service that you get, y'all go over and beyond to make sure that somebody, because a lot of your investors are out of town people.
That's right.
And so they have to feel, they have to trust you immensely. Exactly.
You're their eyes, their ears,
everything. And the more you're engaged, the more that you can help them along with that extra value that you give them, really makes all the difference.
Well,
in the
world. It's just simple stuff, you know, like investors. Are calling me saying dishwasher quit working at this house. You know, they want to send out a appliance company with a $300 trip chart. Well, let me go check. Well, the damn thing came unplugged, fixed.
Yeah.
Save my investor $300 trip charge, and probably would have charged him money for a repair of just plugging it back in.
Yeah.
Brett only charged him $275.
$299. I saved him a whole 99 cents. So that's the advantage of getting a team. But if you get the right team, you literally can become a millionaire. I will tell you that if you follow the path and the plan that is put in front of you and you understand it, like you truly understand it and you put your heart and soul into it and believe it, and you stick to it, you will be a millionaire. You can be an early retired millionaire easily. It's not rocket science. We just gave you pure data on how to do that. Now, does that mean it's going to be perfect all the way through? Nope. You're going to get a bad tenant. Tenant's going to cost you $5,000 for a rehab because they tore something up. That's going to happen. But that's why you take all that cash flow and build you up reserves so that you've got the money set aside. Now, is that your money that you're putting back in the property? No, that's the tenant's money. Right? That's the money they paid you. You're just setting some of it aside for the oh shit moments.
Yeah. Well, and even in those cases, and this is what I think what's great about y'all's team is that you just don't sell them a property and then leave them hanging and then you're gone. I mean, right. It's a relationship. It's something you sit there and they can trust that you're going to be around because wherever they live, you're going to be here to help them if something comes up. And right. And that's what people have really got to know, the value that you're adding to this transaction in order to make them wealthy. And teaching them this investment process.
And I've made a lot of my investors are actually friends of mine now. They come to town once a year. We go out on the boat. We go have some drinks. We go out and do a little work. Amish was just here about a month ago. So yeah, the relationship is very important. But I think we have the right mindset. Like we want our investors to be successful. We're not interested in selling you a porta potty and saying, well, it was nice meeting you. How good luck.
Right.
Hope it doesn't get full.
Hope this works for right. you.
We don't do that. And that was something that Glenn taught me. Yes. Right. When I first got into business, one of my best friends who's passed on and who was the kind of the founder of this concept, kind of put the concept together in his mind, taught it to me. We both were ultra successful using this concept, and it's just now expanded. Now I'm in the process of teaching Nick and Marissa the ins and outs of how to make it work. It just so happened we went through a pretty crappy year, so it didn't matter what we did. It wasn't working well
the
at all.
Highs and lows. Yeah.
But this year, I think, is going to be our year. So I want y'all to reach out to us, 901-692-7401, or go to our website, mymemphisinvestmentproperties.com. Send us an email, send us a text, call us. We'd love to talk to you. And if you're truly interested in becoming a real estate investor with real life wealth and early retirement goals, give us a call. We'd love to work with you. Thanks for listening.
For more common sense real estate tips, listen and subscribe at 5oclocksomewherepodcast.com. The 5 O'Clock Somewhere Real Estate Investor Podcast is a Sound Ideas Group production.